What a difference a week makes. Actually, go back 10 days ago, and it was just terrible. The credit markets were absolutely frozen. Corporations, bond funds, mortgage bankers, anybody tried to raise money, couldn't find any bids for anything they wanted to sell. And then came the Fed on Monday, and that started things. The stock market started getting some help with the aid package coming out of Congress, and sure looks better than it did. Robert Kaplan is the president and the CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Good to talk to you.
It is a vast difference. The, I guess, unusual times call for something, a really dramatic measure.
Yes, I think so. And that, you know, the instability in markets spread and went from one market to another market to another market. And we had to assess it as these instabilities spread and come up with approaches in order to stabilize these markets to make sure that they function.
Is there a credit crisis playbook that you can draw from, or is this all new?
No, this is one of these things where you stay very closely attuned to what's going on in every market. And in my seat here, I'm getting phone calls from people across different markets alerting me to problems that they're seeing in their specific market, and then comparing notes, passing them along, and then trying to determine what's appropriate to do to address it.
You're in touch with the banks all the time. How's the banking situation? This is not
2008 or 2009. Well, I think this has been a challenging time for Texas banks in that, for starters, it began with the oil situation on that over that weekend, and then the issue between Saudi and Russia, and then the coronavirus was yet another impact, and then the Fed cut rates, which creates another net interest margin impact, and we're calling on the banks in this state to do a lot in terms of forbearance and helping to assist small business, and a lot of the programs also for small business go through the banks. And so this has been a time of enormous stress, but I think it reinforces, at least to me, the critical nature of the banks in our country and in our state, and the important role that they play, and they are playing that role.
They're going to play an interesting role pretty soon, and according to the Treasury Secretary, maybe as early as Friday, is all the small businesses are going to be lining up, the community banks and regional banks, and applying for these government-backed loans, I guess through the SBA. That's going to be an enormous rush for money all at once, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. They're going to be extremely busy, and these are critical. This is a critical role that they're playing to help keep these small businesses functioning. So that when we come out the other side of this, we can resume growing the economy, and as many of these companies can survive and keep their jobs intact.
You know, we've got a logistical challenge now with everybody staying at home. Can all this be done electronically now?
I think we're learning how much of this can be done remotely, and I think it was probably always true a lot of it could be done remotely, but I think, you know, people, including me, have a preference on certain types of business to do it in person. But I think, yes, we're learning that many of these things can be done remotely, and I'm sure it'll have a more lasting impact on the way business is done in this country,
so getting,
around the world.
Getting money back into the system, getting, you know, some sort of payroll in people's hands, the forbearance on, you know, obligations, that takes a little time, too. Are we still a week or two away from that?
I don't want to put an exact timetable on it, but I think people are working at breakneck speed to do this as quickly as possible, understanding that time is of the essence.
You should well be pleased by the Fed action Monday a week ago to step in and put liquidity back into the system. That's something you're monitoring all the time? Is it ongoing?
Yeah. Yes, of course. We're monitoring every market. And trying to understand the dynamics of those markets. And there's still some issues out there, and there's not a day that goes by I don't get a phone call from someone who explains to me, an issue that is occurring that maybe we didn't think of. And so I think in a way in this job, it was necessary to go back and re-understand. In the financial crisis of 08, 09, we had to re-understand how the financial system worked. And in this situation, we've had to re-understand how the economy works and how interrelated it is, and how you do one thing, it has severe ripple effects that maybe you didn't think through, and were some unintended, but we've had to understand it and then deal with it. And so there's no playbook for that.
And it's a global
that I'm aware of.
I mean, even comparing this to 08 and 09, what you do, I mean, we're a much more global economy now than we were 12 years ago.
Yes. There's no question. And so there's interconnections globally, there's interconnections domestically, there's interconnections locally that, you know, you ask restaurants and bars to close, they all have landlords. Those landlords all borrow money from the bank. Those banks have their own issues that they have to deal with, and the ripple effects are extensive.
We have relative calm now, the credit markets. The stock market, at least for the time being, seems to have mitigated some of the volatility. We actually had a spate of good news over the weekend and into Monday from pharmaceutical companies that seem to be making some headway in vaccines or treatments for the virus. But what about oil? Is that just an enigma?
It's not an enigma. I think the problem is we before the coronavirus, we had an oversupply issue because of Saudi and Russia. The coronavirus makes the oversupply issue dramatically worse. And so we're in a situation where, you know, we've got, we're starting to have conversations about a limited amount of storage capacity, and whether there's going to be too much production for the amount of storage capacity. I don't remember having that conversation before. And so all this has a negative effect on the price of oil. At least in the short run and for some period of time, we've just got a record amount of daily oversupply that we've got to work through. And it's going to take some time to work through it.
All right. I remember when we first met, you pointed out to me that you left Goldman Sachs. You had retired from Goldman Sachs right before the credit crisis hit in 08 and 09. I guess it came back to bite you this time.
Well, that's all right. That's why I came. That's why I decided to do public service. And I'm this is what I've been preparing for, and I'm glad if I can play a role in helping to address this one, I'm glad to be in a position to do it.
And again, we deeply appreciate it. Robert Kaplan is the CEO and the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Good to have you with us, sir.
All right, good. David, good to talk to you, sir.
Thanks. For more of our conversation with Mr. Kaplan, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.